Welcome, everyone, to the Southern Spectre Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah, and as always, thanks for listening.
Just wanted to take a minute to let you guys know that here at the Southern Spectre, we really enjoy what we do, and it's nice to know that we put out a quality product. And I hope you guys have been enjoying the show lately. And if you would, please, wherever you listen to your podcast at, go give us a like, a follow, 5 stars, leave a review. It greatly helps out the show, guys. Don't forget to share it with family, friends, and anyone else you think might be interested. Also, be sure to check us out on social media. You can find us on Facebook at The Southern Spectre Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at The Southern Spectre. Also, be on the lookout for our new show coming soon, The Southern Spoonful Podcast. If you like travel, food, meeting interesting people, and love a good story, then please tune in for that. The trailer is out now for the Southern Spoonful Podcast, and I'll be sure to leave links for everything below in the show notes. Before we get into today's main story, I'd like to share with you some strange and interesting news I've found online. It says a grandma says she captured a, quote, demon figure standing over her grandchild's bed just days after the tot was heard talking to something in the middle of the night. The grandmother set up a motion-activated camera in her grandchild's bedroom at her son's house after he reported that his 2-year-old daughter had been heard pleading, quote, go away, after she had been put to bed. The grandmother checked the footage from the room after a few days and says she found a terrifying image of a, quote, figure standing inches away from her granddaughter and grandson. She says it had a, quote, horn on its head and long claws. The grandmother says she attempted to rid the home of the evil presence by burning oils, but claims when she did, cabinets and curtains opened and closed, and music began to play by itself. And finally, a mother has gone viral on social media after she decided to record her daughter's, quote, cute laughter and fun while playing by herself. But things soon took a rather dark turn. The parent overheard her daughter having a good laugh while in the bathroom. She says she thought it was the cutest thing, so she decided to start filming. However, while recording, the laughter suddenly stops and the whole mood shifts. A door can be heard slamming, and then her little girl spookily proclaims, quote, no one leaves the room. The mother looked pretty freaked out by the whole thing and ended the clip there. The mother later posted an update revealing more about what happened. In the second video she uploaded, she claimed she asked her daughter what she had been up to and who she had been talking to. The child simply said she had been talking to a friend. The mother claims, I know she's talked about having imaginary friends before, but she won't tell me about them. These stories and more can be found on mirror.co.uk. Now, on with the show. Black Tom Island is an island that sat in the New York Harbor, right next door to Liberty Island. The island itself was artificial. It had been created by filling in the area surrounding a rock that had been a bit of a local hazard. It soon developed a reputation as an environmental hazard. Then, on July 30th, 1916, 2 million pounds of small arms and ammunition that were being held on the island and being ready to be sent to Russia were being held inside railroad freight cars at the depot and on barges as well. Shortly after midnight, small fires were found along the pier. Some guards made themselves scarce, immediately fearing an explosion. Those that remained behind called in the Jersey City Fire Department to assist in fighting the fires. The biggest explosion to occur was the first, which came at 2:08 a.m., followed by a smaller explosion at 2:40 a.m. One of the first major explosions that occurred created such a blast wave that traveled at 24,000 1,000 feet per second. It was so powerful, it lifted firefighters into the air and out of their boots, literally. Debris, shards, and fragments were sent sailing incredibly long distances. Some of these found homes in the Statue of Liberty, the clock tower of the Jersey Journal greater than 1 mile away. It could be felt as far as Philadelphia. Windows were shattered nearly 25 miles away. Jersey City's City Hall had been cracked and the Brooklyn Bridge had been shaken. It destroyed almost $20 million in property, including damage to the Statue of Liberty, the skirt and the torch, more than 100 railroad cars, 13 warehouses, and left a crater at the blast site of 375 feet by 175 feet. In comparison, if the explosion had been an earthquake, it would have registered on the Richter scale between a 5 and 5.5. In fact, residents in Maryland awoke to what they thought was in fact an earthquake. One newspaper had estimated that up to 7 people had been killed, but 4 deaths had most definitely been confirmed. A Jersey City police officer, Lehigh Valley Railroad police chief, a barge captain, and a 10-week-old infant. I tell this story to tell our main story. How is it that I, as well as others, don't recall hearing about this horrible historical tragedy? Certainly, an event of this magnitude would make it into the school history books. This brings us to my next point, the Statue of Liberty. Lady Liberty suffered nearly $100,000 worth of damage during the Black Tom Island explosion, incurring damage to the skirt and the torch. The torch had to be sealed and shut off from the public due to the structural damage. However, there are photos and stories of people online who have sworn that they were able to venture into the torch during their visit. What island does the Statue of Liberty stand? If you said Ellis Island, you, along with hundreds of thousands of other people, are completely wrong. According to today's history books, the Statue of Liberty has always stood on Liberty Island, but not everyone remembers it that way. So what exactly is going on here? Let's dive further. Wentworth by the Sea is a magnificently classic old Victorian hotel in Newcastle, New Hampshire. The hotel was built in 1874 and was known to be the epitome of luxury, splendor, and style throughout the 1960s and 70s. The hotel accommodated guests from all walks of life, including children who would visit Wentworth along with their parents. One brave young girl had come along with her parents to Wentworth and couldn't wait to begin exploring the hotel. The girl would quietly slip away from her parents and their oversight so she could go exploring in hopes of new discoveries. One day, the girl had managed to evade the watchful eyes of her parents and ascended the hotel stairs, looking for adventure. She made her way to the fourth floor where she came upon a woman wearing an older-style maid's uniform. The lady in the maid outfit was dashing her way up to the fifth floor, and in true explorer fashion, the brave young girl gave chase. The young girl, hot on the maid's trail, witnessed the maid make her way on the next floor's landing, but as soon as her foot contacted the floor, poof, like magic, she had completely vanished. The young girl had just seen her first ghost. That girl was Fiona Broom. Fiona Broom has over 40 years in paranormal research. She's written magazine articles, books, and contributed to websites, including her own. Fiona has appeared on several discussion panels, TV shows, radio shows, and of course, podcasts. Let's just say that Fiona has done more than her fair share of field work and is quite the expert on several subjects in the realm of the paranormal, the bizarre, and the unexplained. In 2009, at a Dragon Con convention, a phrase emerged from one of the green rooms that would change the way the world looked at the past. It was here that a multitude of people remembered that Nelson Mandela had indeed died in 1991. They remember seeing coverage right there on their TVs. They remember the heartfelt goodbyes and memories shared. However, the problem with this is, of course, Nelson Mandela hadn't died in 1991, but would in fact pass away later in 2013. Although she says she can't recall exactly who coined the phrase that day in the Dragon Con green room, but someone referred to this as the Mandela effect. Working as she does in trying to understand the world around her, Fiona took to the internet and created the website MandelaEffect.com, a place other people throughout the world could come and share their experiences with this weird phenomenon. Nelson Mandela eventually passed in 2013, and that's when things seemingly came unglued. Fiona's website, MandelaEffect.com, became somewhat of a ground zero for this unexplained event. So much so that by 2016, there was so much traffic to the site, servers soon became overloaded. How is it that only certain people remember Mandela's televised funeral on TV? What exactly was happening? Do you remember Nelson Mandela's funeral in 1991? I myself do not recall intricate details about the funeral. However, I seem to recall seeing or hearing something about his passing. It wasn't until years later that I then heard about him still being alive, and just for a fleeting moment, I remember questioning his death. A phenomenon that occurs in psychology when someone recalls something that did or did not happen, or maybe recalls something completely different that occurred during an event, is known as a false memory. Some people claim that the Mandela effect is nothing more than our own false memories. For example, a study that was conducted in 2010 examined people that were familiar with a particular clock at Bologna Central railway station. The clock had been damaged during the Bologna massacre bombing that occurred in 1980. The study showed that 92% of the test subjects falsely remembered that the clock stopped running during the bombing and had remained stopped since. The clock did stop during the bombing, but the clock was repaired 1 year later. Many years down the road, the clock was manually stopped and set to the time of the bombing in observance of the horrible event. It's easy to see how this mix-up could occur. But how are thousands upon thousands of people sharing the exact same so-called false memories? Let's look at a few examples. Let's start with something simple. Have you ever eaten Jiffy peanut butter? If you said yes, then you're completely wrong. No, this isn't some lame joke. Jiffy peanut butter never existed. It's always been Jif peanut butter. Weird, isn't it? Well, prepare yourself. We've only just begun. Do you recall Looney Tunes? You know, Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote. Do you recall Looney Tunes spelled T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S? T-O-O-N-S seems the best fit here, of course, as in cartoons. However, if you guessed T-O-O-N-S, you would be wrong. It is, in fact, T-U-N-E-S. This next one I could hardly remember, so I was on the fence about it. But does Curious George have a tail? If you said no, then you're correct. That's right. The curious little monkey never had a tail. Our next example is what completely blew me away as I loved these books as a child. Was it the Berenstain Bears or the Berenstain Bears? Unfortunately, it wasn't the Berenstain Bears. Let's bring this up to date a bit, shall we? Okay, we all know that household spray that we use to eliminate not-so-friendly odors, right? I'm talking about Febreze. Now think hard. is Febreze spelled with one E or two? You would think Febreze has two E's, as in breeze, right? It only has one E. Don't worry, it gets completely worse. Uncle Pennybags, better known as the Monopoly Man, does he or does he not have a monocle? Some would swear that he did at one time or another. Sadly, he never had one. I don't recall when I first noticed that he no longer carried his monocle, but I simply assumed it was a new change on a classic character. This one, however, I have some evidence to prove otherwise. In Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls, Ace is at the consulate where a small soiree is taking place. While there, he meets a short, bald man wearing a monocle. And only to drive my point home further, Ace says this, "And you must be the Monopoly guy. Hey, thanks for the free parking." Did Hollywood get this wrong too? I thought this next one was another logo change as well. Fruit of the Loom never had a cornucopia in their logo. Are you fuming yet? What if I told you C-3PO from Star Wars wasn't painted all gold? He, in fact, has a silver right leg. Don't believe me? Go watch it for yourself. Speaking of Star Wars, Vader never says to Luke, "Luke, I am your father." The correct line is, "I am your father." Here, let me ruin some music for you. Do you remember Freddie Mercury belting out the last line of We Are the Champions? The very last line. It says, "Of the world." Me too. Problem is, it didn't happen. It did, however, occur at the Wembley Stadium recording of this song. And finally, let's take a look at the Lindbergh baby. If you're like me, then you remember learning about this in school and that the baby was kidnapped and never found. The real story is that they found the baby and the killer and sentenced the killer to death. Where was that in the history lesson? It's weird to say the least, and what's fascinating that these are just a few examples. There are cases of the Mandela effect popping up on a daily basis. Remember the comedian slash actor known as Sinbad? Well, some people remember him starring in a movie back in the 90s known as Shazam. The problem is, that movie seems to no longer exist. I myself even remember renting the movie starring the lovable Sinbad as a genie. What's even more disturbing is I'm not the only one. One possible theory is that there was more than one genie movie starring a lovable actor. The second movie title in question is Kazam, starring NBA great Shaquille O'Neal. See the similarities here? This was still not enough for Sinbad fans. One gentleman who was mentioned in a 2016 New Statesman article, whose name is Don, had this to say about the situation. Quote, "I had to handle the two copies we owned dozens of times over the years, and I had to watch it multiple times to look for reported damages to the tape, rewind it, and check it in, rent it out, and put the boxes out on display for rental. It feels like a part of my childhood has now been stolen from me. How does a movie simply vanish from our history?" End quote. Still not freaked out yet? Don't worry, you'll arrive soon enough. Fiona Broom seems to think that the multiverse could possibly be to blame for all this. For those unfamiliar with the multiverse theory, according to Wikipedia, the multiverse is a hypothetical group of multiple universes. Together, these universes comprise everything that exists, the entirety of space, time, matter,
energy, information, and the physical laws and constants that describe them. The different universes within the multiverse are called parallel universes, other universes, alternate universes, or many worlds. Fiona Broom seems to think that a shift in the multiverse could be to blame. Sometimes multiple universes can get a little close to each other. One universe gets a little too close to another, and then the edges meet, and one reality bleeds off into another. Has the past of another reality bled into our own, and what we're remembering is our original past? If that were true, does it mean our future has now been set on a new course? To jump headfirst into the rabbit hole, we head to the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN for short, C-E-R-N. CERN was established in 1954 and is located in Geneva on the border of France and Switzerland. CERN is the largest particle physics lab in the entire world. It's here at CERN headquarters where scientists and physicists are diligently working with particles to help us better understand the universe, or to destroy it, depending on how you look at things. The Large Hadron Collider, or LHC, is housed here, consisting of a near 17-mile ring of superconducting magnets and a number of accelerating structures. This makes the LHC the largest and most powerful particle accelerator in the entire world. It's here that physicists are smashing particles to discover new particles. Two particle beams are fired in separate tubes in separate directions, steadily increasing in speed by the superconductive magnets until they are released at the precise time so that they can crash into each other. One particle in particular has been sought after for nearly five decades. British physicist Peter Higgs wrote a paper in 1964 hypothesizing the reasoning behind why particles have mass. Higgs predicted a three-dimensional field that could permeate through space and drag on everything that would make its way through it. According to Higgs, that some particles have more trouble making their way through this field due to their weight. If this proposed field existed, then it would most definitely have a particle along with it. This particle came to be known as the Higgs boson, or the God particle. The God particle nickname came from physicist Leon Letterman's 1993 book of the same name. Letterman gave the Higgs boson this moniker because the particle is, quote, so central to the state of physics today, so crucial to our final understanding of the structure of matter, yet so elusive, end quote. On Wednesday, July 4th, 2012, CERN had finally discovered the elusive Higgs-like particle. The particle, in fact, was so elusive that Stephen Hawking himself bet Gordon Kane $100 that physicists would never discover it. Of course, Stephen lost that bet. Stephen was not happy with this discovery by any means. He claimed its discovery made physics less interesting and even wrote an entire collection of printed works known as Starmus, giving a warning about the Higgs particle and how it could potentially destroy the universe. Stephen Hawking believed that a Higgs boson doomsday could potentially exist where quantum fluctuation creates a vacuum bubble that could expand out through space and wipe out the universe as we know it. He also wasn't the only scientist who believed this. Some believe that the world may have already ended, and this is what hell on Earth looks like. Remember the dire 2012 warnings that threatened our existence because the Mayan calendar didn't go any further than 2012? What if it ended in a different way? As in, the world we knew would no longer exist. Think about how odd, eerie, disheartening, and downright sad the world has gotten over the past decade. Crazy when you really think about it. What if CERN had opened a black hole creating an alternate reality for us all. Through their research using the LHC, was it possible that CERN had created a space-time continuum rift or a tear in the fabric of time? Is the Mandela effect a direct result of man's attempt to play God? Are we living in a simulated existence? Should we follow the white rabbit? Should we take the red pill or the blue pill? Whoa.
All right, everyone, that's going to do it for today's show. What are your thoughts on the Mandela effect? Have you ever experienced something like this? How do you remember things? Have we seemingly been given a new future or a new life or a new past? Whatever it is, make sure you go out there and you live every day to the fullest extent. You only have one life. Make sure it's a good one. So don't forget to follow us on social media. You can follow us along on Facebook at the Southern Specter Podcast. You can also follow us along on Instagram at the Southern Specter. So until next episode, ladies and gentlemen, take care and take care of each other. Until then, I've been your host, Isaiah. Take care, everyone.